Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I'm going to be answering a question I received on Twitter. If I had $5,000 to invest right now, what would I personally invest in and why? I'm fairly active on Twitter. My handle is HeyDave7. Today, I was asked the following question from a follower. He asks, "Hi Dave, thank you for making it easier for us that are just starting out to understand what are smart investments. I have a question. If you had $5,000 to invest right now, what would you personally invest in and why?" All right, first off, this is a great question and for a variety of reasons. First, it acknowledges that an investor might make different investing choices based upon how many resources or assets they have to invest. So this question is assuming that perhaps I might have a different set of rationale or perspective if I was investing $5,000 versus, let's say, a lot more money. Before I continue, I want to make clear that everything I say on this channel is pure stream of consciousness and personal opinion. Nothing should be taken as investment advice because I'm not a financial advisor and everyone's situation is different. Do your own research, make your own decisions, and always take full responsibility of the outcomes. That said, here's some of my thoughts on what I would do personally if I had just $5,000 to invest. First, I'm not going to discount $5,000 because depending on your situation, that can be a lot of money to some or many people. And I understand. Growing up, I had a paper route and I would wake up at 5:30 every morning to deliver newspapers. It was arduous, but I thought it was worth it because it gave me an extra $100 to $200 of spending money per month that I could use to buy baseball cards. Back then, I thought baseball cards were going to make me a fortune. And I was willing to spend years waking up while it was still dark because a few hundred dollars a month was huge money to me. As a teenager, I don't think I could have imagined having $5,000 even at that time. Now that's one angle to look at it. And I think learning to invest at an early age with relatively smaller amounts of money can be extremely helpful. I remember back when I was 12 years old, we had a stock investment contest in one of my junior high school classes. And that taught me to check stock quotes every day in the newspaper. And just learning certain skills and way to see things can be invaluable for the future. So let's make this hypothetical situation a bit more real. Let's say I only had $5,000 to invest right now. And let's also say I have some emergency savings and also my living expenses are being covered somehow. Let's say I'm working during the day. And I've got an extra $5,000 that I can invest. And if I lose it all, it's kind of painful, but it's all right because I can work and save more money. So what would I do with that $5,000? First, I personally wouldn't invest that money into stocks. Now, some of you might be surprised because I talk a lot about stocks and investing. But with $5,000, that just isn't a lot of money to invest, considering I'm also in my late 40s. If I was a teenager, now that would be different. So with $5,000 to invest, and let's say I had no other investments or no other assets under my name, I would look at my situation and say that my biggest problem is that I have a capital problem. I just don't have enough capital to make investing in stocks really worth it. I mean, some people might be able to find a way to make it worth it, but what I'm looking for is not necessarily to double my $5,000 to $10,000 over a few years, but I'm looking to somehow make that $5,000 into millions of dollars. Again, this is just my own personal perspective and not advice. So going from $5,000 to $10,000 in net investment assets in, let's say, my late 40s, just isn't very exciting. I want to somehow take that $5,000 and invest it into something that will give true exponential returns. So what would I do with that $5,000? I think two things: start a business and or increase my marketable skills. Before I explain this, let me say that I've always been sort of a maverick and rebel of sorts. I've never really liked rigid systems or authority figures that claimed they knew what they were doing, but it was clear that they didn't. That's why I didn't have a very good experience at school growing up. In fact, I hated school. It just felt like a bunch of teachers wasting my time and it felt suffocating. College was much better because I could choose my classes and I could also choose the pace of learning. But after graduating, I've always leaned to do my own thing. Rather than work for a company, I knew I would be happier if I launched on my own. And that's why in my 20s, I started a nonprofit. And then in my 30s, I started a software business. Business comes naturally to me. And I think it's because the concepts of business are fairly straightforward. I also love the constantly changing business landscape where there are always new opportunities cropping up. And business rewards those who are actively seeking those opportunities. So if I only had $5,000 to invest right now and no other investable capital, I would definitely probably start my own business. And depending on my situation, how much time I had on my hands, my choice of business might be different. For example, if I had my living expenses covered and wasn't worried about that, I would look for what I call green pasture opportunities. And these are opportunities where the grass is green, and so green that if you put sheep there, they're going to multiply. It's also an area where there just aren't a lot of people there. Once a lot of people flock to the green pasture, usually it becomes less green and more difficult to grow your flock there. So I would explore all opportunities, both online and offline. I would see what I could do online to make money, but specifically look for things that could scale over time. I would devour podcasts and videos on people who found green pastures, and I'd start testing out possible new markets. The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss has an interesting approach where he would create mock-up landing web pages and run paid search ads on them to test demand for an idea. The key thing for me though is with only $5,000 is that I need something that is low capital and low risk, but potentially high reward. I would definitely look into things like creating some digital assets for a specific target market, like web designers or remote workers or even investors. And since I have experience with web software, I could probably hire someone for rather cheap to make a first version of a web app that I could start charging for. I also would be open to consulting and hustling for odd jobs online, since those might open doors to new markets and eventually a business. I would also explore offline business opportunities. Since $5,000 isn't going to allow me to buy a restaurant or most physical businesses, I might start by knocking on doors and asking people what their needs are and start filling those needs. And if I find a need that lots of people are sharing with me, I would try to scale filling that need quickly by hiring a person and then a team to do so. Another option I would explore if I had $5,000 to invest would be to invest in making my current job skills more marketable. Now, since I don't like working for others, I'm not completely keen on this. I'd rather build my own skills so that I could use them in a business I create. But let's say I was working in a full-time job for a company. Then I would use that $5,000 to invest into skills that would make me more attractive and valuable to the company. And the most valuable thing for a company is their bottom line. I've got to find a way to grow my skills that will help my company grow their revenue and grow their profit. So I would devour articles, courses, videos on marketing, analytics, sales, product development, and I would immediately start to make offers to my company's CEO or boss by telling them I've got some ideas to grow their revenue by X amount, and that I would be working overtime hours for free to work on it, but on one condition, that my CEO or my boss would allow me to implement some of my ideas, of course with their permission, and will allow me to share progress frequently. Then I would work my butt off and take everything I'm learning to try to grow my company's revenue or profit like crazy. Now, this would work better if the company is small, but if a company is larger, then it could be more challenging, but still possible. It's just that the goals might need to be adjusted to something more tangible than overall company revenue. But I would give weekly progress reports or even more frequently, and I would try to show concrete results within a month or 2 months max. And once things are working, I would ask for a job change. I would ask the CEO if I could work on just this full time, and I would ask for a higher salary. If he or she refuses, then I would take my skills and I would start moonlighting for other people and other companies, increasing their revenue and using all that experience to land even a better job where I can add more value. All right, now, as you can probably see, I can go on for hours and hours on this topic, but I'll stop here. I want to hear from you guys. If you had only $5,000 to invest, and let's say no other assets, what would you do? What would you invest in? If this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing. We're looking at investment topics through different angles, trying to get beneath the surface of things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.